Welcome to the Kevin and Fred Show. I am your host, Kevin Kaufman, and along with my business partner and co-founder, Fred Weaver, we bring to you our podcast, The Kevin and Fred Show, where once a week we bring to you an expert interview every single Monday. We interview one of the brightest and best in the world, usually in the real estate space, sometimes in technology, sometimes in entrepreneurship, sometimes just in forward thinking. The things that are going to help us learn to move forward are the things that we're interested in bringing to you on this podcast, so we don't keep it limited to just real estate agents. And I think you'll find that really valuable if you've been listening or if you're a new listener, all in the same. We also bring you once a week something we call industry headlines, which is a look at what is going on in the real estate world, what's happening in the mortgage space, what's happening in the technology space. Bring that to you in a short form, 10, 15 minute podcast at the most, once a week on Wednesdays. We're also a proud member of the Industry Syndicate family of real estate and mortgage podcasts. Check out that app in the App Store. Again, that's Industry Syndicate. And if you would, please do us a favor. Please leave us a review, download, subscribe, share an episode with a friend. We would love it. There is no better way to say thank you, except for maybe a real estate referral, because we are, after all, real estate agents, and we love real estate referrals. We're based in the Phoenix area and would love to hear from you. Thank you for tuning in to the Kevin and Fred Show. Hey guys, Kevin here. I am so excited for you to hear today's podcast. It is a part two, if you will, or follow up with a Gary Vaynerchuk. If you know him, he was on the show about a year ago. We re-released the episode not too long ago, just a couple months ago, in anticipation of this happening soon. It takes a long time to get back on this man's schedule. So if you heard the last episode, you know at the end of it, he said, hey, I would love to come back and do a part two. So this is it. It just took a year, a little more than a year to get it done, which if you know anything about the first episode, is a much shorter lag time than it took me to get the first one scheduled. So anyways, we had a fun conversation here. We totally changed directions on what we talked about, as so much has happened in the last year plus since we last spoke. And I think you're going to really enjoy it. We had a great time. We talked about so many different things. Really didn't talk about real estate. So that bores you. Too bad. I'm sorry. But I had a great time chatting with my buddy, Gary Vaynerchuk. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. Please do me a favor. Share it on social media. Share it with a friend. Subscribe. Review. Rate it. All that good stuff. Thanks so much for listening to the Kevin and Fred Show with today's guest, Mr. Gary V.
Yo, yo.
Hey, what's up, Gary? How's it going, man?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for making time again today.
You got it. Let's rock and roll, because I'm a little late and I have a hard stop at 3:30 and I'll try to be a minute or two late for it. So let's just go right into it.
Awesome, man. Last time you were on, you said you were quote on fire. You were enjoying the shit out of our conversation. We were talking about operational excellence in business. And while that was awesome, so much has changed in the last year. And I like to talk about like the new normal of business, because I keep hearing people say, when are we going to go back to normal? What are your thoughts when you hear someone say that, specifically a business person?
You know, I think that, I think they probably subconsciously realize we won't go back to the same thing we were in, but I think they're just referring to when the hell can I get out of my house, right? So, you know, I think everyone recognizes that, like, I'm completely aware that there was meetings that I went to and flew for that I just will not. Like, I can have an epic meeting from Zoom. I also know that there'll be places where I go where, I go to some pretty cool places, but I like stay for 3 hours. You know, I went to Istanbul for 6 hours. I went to Madrid for 9 hours. These are real things that happen in my life. In the reverse, I won't do that anymore. I'll stay for 3 days, do my meetings all day in a hotel room, fine, but then at least get to see Madrid at night, right? Like, the world's going to change because of this in a lot of ways. And I'm excited about it. I mean, I anticipate meetings being done on Zoom where every person in the meeting is actually physically in the same building, but the conference rooms are taken and now we know we can use this. So I'm excited about that. And then obviously consumer behavior, direct to consumer, you know, internet.com, you know, Peloton versus a gym, people trying new products and services that they never would have considered. They're not going back to that favorite restaurant anymore because they discovered a new one during this time. They're not drinking that wine anymore. They tried a new one. They're not going to that sports team anything because they got into esports watching on Twitch. They won't go to as many movies because they got accustomed to that. I mean, there's just so much that comes out of this.
Yeah. I agree. I feel like it's definitely moved us forward in a lot of ways, like a decade plus, you know, the way it's changed things. And I think if we're in business, we gotta continue to adapt and think that way. Like, what else can we do to move that way and provide something better for the consumer? One thing I wanted to talk about, I've heard you talk about recently, I can't remember exactly where, but a lot of folks, when they're trying to make a change, right? And this has been a year of change. So many people are reflecting because of 2020, and they're reflecting because, I mean, right now it's the end of the year, right? It's November 18th when you and I are recording this. And a lot of people, they know they want to make change and then they don't, because like they've, I hear the term, I think you've said, like, I put in too much time, or maybe they put in too much effort, or I'm too far in to make a change. Like, what's your advice when you hear somebody say that? Like, somebody needs to start a new business, go to a different company, start a new career. When someone says, yeah, but I've put in the last 5 or 10 years into this, and it's like my identity's in that, or I've just got so much invested. How do you advise that person?
That factoring in those variables are always indicators to unhappiness. You know, I've been doing this for so long. If I leave now, that's all for naught. Is a terrible mentality. Of course it's not for naught. You learned a lot, you got paid along the way. It was good for you at the time, but you're unhappy or you don't see future in it and you need to execute against that. I mean, I just, you know, it's loser talk. And I don't say that like you're a loser. It's a losing mentality. It's prevent defense, looking at your Raiders hat. Like, it's fear. It's all the stuff that doesn't work in life. Like, you're on your back foot, like, you know. And so, I mean, not only do I not believe in that, I'm trying to push people to get into embracing the step backwards financially. It's one thing if you're like, man, I've been in this thing, and it's like leaving any relationship, professional, personal. I put so much into it. So what, are you gonna just be unhappy? I mean, you know, Kev, you know how many people that are 46 say that? So wait, let me get this right. So for another 20 years professionally, and 45 years in life, you're just gonna continue to eat shit because you've invested 20 years into something? That's crazy. That's not smart. To the point where I want people to say, if you're unhappy, not only do I not think that's smart, that if you have to go from making 230 being a lawyer to 90K being a salesperson, well then you need to sell your home and downgrade your home. You need to get a less expensive car on your next lease, and you need to go to one less fancy vacation, because happiness over everything. And by the way, if you follow that path, a lot of people go 220, 90, and then over 5 years, 307, and they're 51 and happy for the next 18 years. But people don't have the humility or the strategy to take the step backwards.
Yeah, it's so funny. You talked about there actually usually is a big step forward. I see it in our industry in real estate, because it's, I don't want to say it's easy. It's available to so many of us to have a very high income. And so many times the income rises, so does the living style. And I see people, like, maybe they want to change their business, they want to expand it or do something different, but to take the step back is like, it's so hard for them to wrap their heads around. How do you, I don't want to say convince someone, but like, how do you advise someone to, no, dude, take the step back, like, lady, take the step back for a second, so that way you can take 10 steps forward in 5 years.
I think it's conversations. I think it's motivation. I think it's showing people examples. Like, I just don't understand how people are willing to live with regret and unhappiness.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's as simple as that. Like, you know, I mean, like, what is a car or a house or a social status worth dying inside? I just wish America and the world promoted the strategic step backwards. What we promote is you have to own your home. What we promote is, you know, keep up with the Joneses. What we promote is shortcuts. We love marketing diet pills and you know, like, I don't know. I might be just way more old school. You know, I'm so contemporary, but the way I think about life is very old school, like health, happiness, and see ya. You know, like fuck everything else. And everyone's like, easy for you to say, you've done. No, I'm like, yeah, this is how I got here. I ate shit in my 20s and 30s when you all went clubbing and needed money and da da da. Like, no, fuck you. Like, this is how I got to this place.
Yeah, I was gonna say that you don't get to say that because you're Gary V. You're Gary V. who says that, and that's why you got there.
You couldn't believe it more, and it manifests when people from high school and college sometimes jump into my comments on social media when somebody's really razzing at me, like, yeah, man, but sorry, I know this dude, and this has been it. This has always been it. I watched him disappear in his 20s and put his head down and work. And that's what I believe in. I believe in happiness over money. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say. I'm fine with money. I'm a capitalist. I'm an entrepreneur. I like it. It's fine. It gives you incredible amounts of freedom and quality of life. I've lived with very little money. Like, I don't want to hear anybody like, you're privileged. I'm not privileged. I earned it. I understood it. Of course I'm privileged. There's always privileges, talent, white male. I get all that, but like, this is real talk. Like, there's unlimited people. There's thousands of people that right this second making 32K a year, happy as shit. And there's thousands of people. And when I say thousands, I mean tens and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that make 1.3 million a year and are doing coke at 2 o'clock in the morning because they're trying to escape their miserable truth inside their heart.
No doubt. Is now a time, like everything that's going on this year, crazy election, and man, I commend the hell out of you for just going, I'm going to say who I voted for, like it or not, it's me. And this is why I totally appreciate that about you. And this year's been fucking weird. Like, it's been a tough year for a lot of people mentally and emotionally. Are we at a time in history where Americans are like ready for that message that you just said the last couple minutes?
I think so. I think I'm going to be unbelievably historically correct. I don't know what else to tell you, my brother. I really think it's going to work out for me. I think in 25 years, people are going to be like, he was on it. And this is because I listen. I do a whole lot of talking, but I do it based on listening. Listening is my gift. Listening is my religion. Listening is my obsession. All these things, I was making videos about wine. This wasn't the shit that I was thinking about. This happened as I put myself out there and I read all my comments, and then you got direct messages and people get very real with you. And then I ended up being a happy person and a patient person. And all these things happened. And I think people are ready for this message because there's a lot of unhappiness, which is why you see weird. Because people are not accountable. They want to blame everybody else because they're unhappy. And I think that the permission to take the step backwards financially is a missing ingredient in Americana. And I'm very happy to be the Pied Piper for it because I believe in it.
That's awesome. You know, we're obviously not, someone said to me, we're no longer in, like, we can't sell information. This is the chance to influence people. I don't love the word influencer. But I know, like, I believe that though. Like, we actually have the chance to influence people by our, you know, with our actions and who we are as a people, because the information's all out there. So maybe now's the time where we have more influence than ever to be able to get that story out there.
I think people have influenced people forever. You know, the alpha grandma in a family influenced, the Walter Cronkite influenced. I think that the internet allows everyone to have scale in their voice if their voice resonates with humans. That's different. There's no gatekeeper. There's no editor-in-chief. There's no head of network that decides who America gets to listen to. It's been democratized. And I think that's a healthy thing. I think that it has strengths and weaknesses. That's just the reality of everything. But I think it's a healthy thing in the end because I believe in the human spirit. And I think we'll work through our muckery. And I'm very optimistic.
Yeah, man. At the end of the day, I do believe in people. And I believe people are good and want to do the right thing. And I know you're up against time. This one's personal, though. I want to say thanks for signing JT in LA. Let's keep him in a Dodger uniform for another year or two, please, please.
Greg Genske is the main man there. I don't have influence on Mr. Turner's contract negotiations. That's our incredible partner, Greg Genske in Vayner Sports. He will handle that, but I will pass on the note. By the way, you have some real good stuff going there. Big shout out to Gavin Lux and Walker Buehler. There's just some great young kids there. I think the Dodgers have a great future.
Yeah, Andrew Friedman just came in and he got to work right away. I love that. One other thing I want to talk about, because you jogged my memory. So Kim Ng, she's now the general manager in Miami. She was the president of operations in LA. I can't believe it took this long. There's a barrier now broken in Major League Baseball.
Amazing.
You talked recently multiple times about making sure you're recruiting great black talent, and yes, not just not you, but all companies like have to be doing this now. I think the same is true for females as well. Like
100%. And by the way, you know, it's, and for everybody who's listening, who's like, fuck that shit. No, like mandates. that's cool. Like, I'm a businessman. Like, you know, I just think it's smart to have different perspectives, different life results, different angles. It just is creative. I don't like to sit and say, you must, this is America, your freedom, do whatever you want. As a businessman, I believe having that diversity of thinking and leadership really helps. And I think Derek and the rest of the Marlins organization there are gonna get some different perspectives that will be interesting to see if it works out. And if she's successful or not is almost irrelevant. Over time, it will be proven to be true because it's always been proven to be true. It's how America became the beast. Our melting pot is our strength. And I hope people keep understanding that.
Yeah, man, it's the diversity of all that that I think made us so great. And I think it's the thing that can take us into the future as far as what's to come in the next, 100 years or whatever that looks like.
Agreed. I love it. I appreciate you. I'm sorry, I got to run. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, brother. Talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Did you enjoy today's podcast? Join the Kevin and Fred community, part of eXp Realty, and partner with us today. You'll get free access to live trainings 2 or more times a month, live events and in-person masterminds, digital downloads to help you run and scale your business, and much, much more. To learn more and join our community, visit kevinandfred.com/contact and contact us today. Not ready to join our community? No problem. Continue enjoying all this great content on our podcast for free.